This I Believe. Cal Farley is the founder and president of America's first boys ranch in Amarillo, Texas. For more than 25 years, he was a successful businessman. But after 8 years of operating both his business and the boys ranch, he sold his 7 department stores and devoted his fortune and his time to giving unwanted boys a home on his 3,000-acre place. These are some of the ideas and experiences which have guided Cal Farley's life.
For me to speak of my belief except by telling about Boys Ranch would be impossible. It would not be honest even if I could. The ranch and what it stands for is my life, and in these things I believe. Recently I stood beside a little dirty-faced 11-year-old boy in the courtroom of a small West Texas town while the judge explained to the boy the reason for the courts placing him in the state reform school for 1 year. "Tommy," said the judge, "you have repeatedly disobeyed my orders. You have been brought before this court no less than 9 times for stealing money off the teacher's desk, twice for taking bicycles, and now you're here again for taking a neighbor boy's shoes. And while the court realizes you've never had a father to teach you right from wrong, and your mother has not always had work so that she could properly feed and clothe you and your younger brother, still, the law of the land under which you and I live, son, says that you shall be punished when you take that which belongs to other people. This you have done. And, Sheriff, I instruct you to deliver this boy to the state reform school as soon as it can be arranged. This I believe, that if little Tommy were given a decent place to live, wholesome food 3 times a day, and clothes at least as good as the other children of the town wore, that he would make America a good, substantial citizen rather than spending his boyhood in a reformatory in preparation to spending his adult life in the penitentiary, from which they never come back, cured. I believed in this boy, and I felt that if given a shirt tail to hang on to, that he would come through. The judge and I held a discussion, and he finally agreed to let me take him to Boys Ranch, providing that in case Tommy didn't come through, that he would have a complete his sentence of 1 year in the reform school. 7 years later, after finishing high school at Boys Ranch, Tommy walked into the judge's office and asked the court to take his name off of the records. "Tommy," said the judge, "I went back through the books the other day, and I couldn't find a thing against you. Guess I must have forgotten to make a note of it. I believe that 95% of the boys charged with delinquency today would, if given a chance, make good, decent, dependable citizens if they could be placed with an organization that really had a sincere interest in the boys' problems. All the boys that we are asked to take at Boys Ranch are from broken homes, abandoned by their father in most cases, and many never knew who he was. Is it any wonder that boys steal? Was it any wonder that Tommy borrowed the neighbor boy's shoes and some of the money left on the teacher's desk? He wanted candy, shows, clothing like all the other youngsters of his community, and he went about it in the only way that was available to him. When he came to the ranch, he soon fell right into the program with the other boys. He was no problem, nor was he any problem to the rancher in southern Colorado when he went to work for him. The rancher promised him a small herd of cattle for his own if he could stay 2 years. This he did, and today Tommy owns 20 head of fine cattle, has a good job, has a very fine wife, and now little Tommy Jr. comes along and cements the whole deal. This I believe, that simply because a boy's father isn't a thoroughbred, it doesn't keep him from being a champion."
That was Cal Farley of Amarillo, Texas, a philanthropist, businessman, and the foster father of over 800 boys.